Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The champ is here!
Introduce myself, my name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about and dealing with today? It is a lot to talk about. I mean, do I start with your president going in on LeBron James? Should I start the show with that? Do I talk about what's going on in my home city in Chicago where it was so many shootings that they had to close the hospital? That's how many shootings it was. They didn't have enough room for the families of the victims. Do I talk about that? I want to give a history lesson today. I want to give a history lesson today. And I want to show you what's about to happen in this country based on understanding the past and history. Now, let me give you a prediction. I'm going to start off the show today something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a prediction. I'm predicting that if something doesn't change in the next 12 months, there will be a social war in America. And the war will be to separate the ethnic groups and separate those with education and money from those without education and money. And when I say separate, I'm not talking about the way it is now, because it's already separation between the ethnic groups and between the classes. But I'm saying where it's literally going back to separate but equal, but with a different twist this time. It won't be black, white. It will be race and class based. So it won't be just one group of ethnic minorities. And it won't be just minorities, because poor whites will be lumped in too. So I'm going to give you a history lesson first, and then I'm going to show you what's going on today has already happened. And because it's already happened, I know what's about to happen. So that's going to be the focus of the show today, to show you how the past is predicting the future. But it's some good news in that prediction that I'm giving you all. Because economically, it will be a rise in this country, economically. And I'll show you how to get to that as I walk through the history of what we know has happened and what I think is about to happen. I also want to take the time out to thank everybody who's purchased the book. If you haven't purchased the book, go Amazon and buy a book. I'm asking everybody to buy 5 books. That's what I'm asking you guys to buy. It's $11. I'm asking you guys to buy 5 books. It's something I want to do for you guys. So I need to sell, and I want the book to be a number one seller. So could you buy 5 books and then give them out? If you want to do eBooks, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com, and download the eBook right there. Also, the credit book is going to be available via eBook either tonight or tomorrow. I finished the book this weekend, even though quite candidly, 12 of my boys are here from Chicago, so it was a whole lot of librations going on and a whole lot of wild hours going on. But I do what I always do, even as a kid in college. I would go party all night, and then I would stay up all night and work. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I would party with them to 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would stay up, research, and write. So get the ebook from thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com. You can get the hard copy book to get 5 of them to pass out for me at amazon.com. Go get the book. I want to thank everybody. In fact, I'm doing something special for the first 100 books. So I know a bunch of y'all know Gary got a book and Ava got a book, and there's a bunch of y'all that already got a book already. So I'm going to do something for the first 100 people who buy the books. And then I forget this brother's name. I think the brother's name was Steve. He brought a book for somebody else. So I appreciate that too, Steve. Go get the book though, people. Amazon.com. It's a quick read. It's a short read. It's straight to the point. It ain't no fluff. But I think if you follow what's in the book, you have good relationships. You have good friendships. You have good relationships. You'll find the right person for you. All right. So let me go ahead and start off this history lesson. Now, I'm going to start from the point of after Reconstruction. See, I could take this all the way back. Literally, I could take this back to Africa. But I don't want to walk it all the way up like that. That's going to take too long. So just for time's sakes, I'm gonna start right around the Reconstruction period. Now, the funny thing about history and about life in general, right? Perception becomes somebody's reality. Even though the reality may not be real, because of the perception, people believe it's real. This is why I laugh at all these folks who be posting stuff all on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. Like they got the greatest life in the world. It's because that's the perception they're trying to give people, that that's their reality. Okay. Now, let me tell you something that I learned in law school that most people, you might Google this and find this out to be true for yourself. Most people who's telling a story or presenting some kind of history, when they're accurate in what they're doing, they move their hands. Even if you're somebody who don't move your hands when you talk normally, when you're telling a story that is accurate, or you're providing information that's accurate, you tend to move your hands. It's almost like, because your hands remember the story as the story is being reiterated. So when you go to Reconstruction, it was the end of coming out of slavery. We're going to Reconstruction for the first time in American history. You all should know this. We got to vote. We got to own land. We got to get educated. We got to do all these different things. Now, when you got to that point in time, if you would have asked a white person at that point in time, what did they think about black people? The response would have been, they're hardworking. They love America. They're family people. They believe in God. And they're doing just fine. That would have been the response If you'd have lined up 10 white people, that'd have been the response of 8 out of 10 white people. Now, you always going to have that 2 that just, they ain't like black folks. They thought black folks should have been slaves forever, no matter what. Now, at this time of Reconstruction, something occurred that nobody thought would occur as they was letting black people assimilate into the culture. What occurred was this. Black people came together, got a voice, and got a voting block. And by them having a voting block, they were able to literally control who was going to be running the country based on the needs and wants of African Americans. Now, the Southern Americans, those who were living in the South, did not want that. Their problem with black people wasn't that they were black. The problem that they had with black people, and these are the Democrats, these wasn't the Republicans, y'all, by the way. These were the Democrats. These were the Dixiecrats. Their issue was that this group of people all of a sudden had power. And it was an unforeseen power. Because they didn't think giving them the right to vote would change that much. But it changed everything in the country politically speaking. All right. Now, I'm up against a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up from there and show you how the decision they made at that moment in time is the reason we're where we're at this moment in time. I'll show you what I'm talking about when we come back. You listen to the WB.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, so when we went to break, I was telling you guys, I said, look, what happened after Reconstruction was something that they didn't foresee. They didn't foresee black people being able to have a bloc that could vote, that could change an election. Once they realized this happened, the Southern Dixiecrats, the Southern Democrats, they was like, we can't have this happening again. We need to do something about this. And so what they did, which was ingenious in the South, was they created the Jim Crow laws. Now, let me tell you why this was ingenious. Because the easiest way to make you feel a certain way about a certain person, thing, or place is by the perception of it. Let me give you some examples of this, all right? One of the biggest perceptions that we have out here is that, quite frankly, it's more illegal people coming over the border in Mexico than anywhere else. That's not the reality. That's the perception. Because it's the perception that America has given us. The perception is all the terrorists come from the Middle East. But that's not the reality. It's been more white men to commit acts of terrorism on this soil than any other ethnic group. That's the reality. Whether you're talking about the Trail of Tears, whether you're talking about the Native American injuries, I'm not even Indians. I ain't even got to talk about slavery. I can just talk about what they've done to every other culture, even to themselves. I mean, whether you were Italian or German. See, one thing that people got to understand is that many ethnicities who came over here were discriminated against. Not just because they were of color, but because of religious beliefs, because they came from other countries. And see, what's happened is America has criminalized every ethnicity that's white to be white. But every ethnicity that looks white is not European white. You realize that, right? So they really, really have made it a perception thing, which then becomes what our reality becomes to us. This is what we believe it to be. And this is why I say the Jim Crow era was genius in this sense. They created these weak laws and incarcerated black people in record number. Now, we go to jail very disproportionately right now, But when Jim Crow was issued, we were getting almost 9 out of 10 black people were getting arrested when Jim Crow was going on in the South. All right. Why was this perception important? Because if we gave this perception of black people, the argument that we could legitimately make was that they were not ready to assimilate into this country with us. And if they're not ready to assimilate in this country with us, and we're not willing to put them back into chains and enslave them, then we need to be separate but equal. We need to be separate but equal. They can have all the rights, but they can't live with us. And each state can give a test on voting. See, this is how the voting laws came in place. Y'all understand this, right? This is the whole reason the Voters Rights Act is even on the bill today, because what they did in the South was they argued state rights. They said, look, we're a state. We're independent. We're sovereign. We're a part of the United States, but these are our state laws, our constitutional laws. They got to pass a test to vote. And this is why you hear John Kearney's talking about how they had to guess how many bubbles was in a bar of soap. Right? See, this is the past. Now, let me walk you up to the present. The present, rather. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, let me ask y'all something. What's the first thing you think of when you think about Chicago? What's the first thing you think of when you think of Chicago? You think crime, gangs, death, right? This is the perception Chicago has got. All these shootings, all these mass murders and everything else. This is the perception that Chicago has gotten. When Ben Wilson died in 1984 in Chicago, number one basketball player in America at the time, coming out of high school, Ben was the 548th person killed down in the streets of Chicago that year. Chicago only had 500 something shootings last year. They had 400 something shootings that were people died the year before that. But the perception of Chicago now is gangs, is death, is violence. Now, let me show you something else. When people see all this shooting and violence, what's the first thing you see? What's the first thing you think of when you see this violence in Chicago, right? Remember when Obama was in office and everybody's like, Obama from Chicago, why he not doing nothing? Why he not doing nothing? Somebody asking on social media today, where's the governor? Where's the mayor? What they doing? What they doing? What they doing? Somebody, why martial law hasn't been declared? Where's the Army Reserve? Where are they at? Why do you think none of that's happening? Why do you think none of this is occurring? And why do you think, let me even get deeper with y'all. Why do you think even candidate Trump, before he became President Trump, was focusing on Chicago? Let's really think about this. Why do you think nobody's doing that? Why you think President Trump was fixated on Chicago? Because the powers that be understand this. If you can create the perception that Chicago is completely out of control, you can make a different reality in Chicago, meaning that you can separate Chicago. This is, let me tell you what this is. Right now, Chicago is the test plan for the nation. Because if they can do it in a major city, imagine what they can do in smaller ones. See, I'm going to really break this down for y'all and show y'all something today. But I needed y'all to understand that what I'm about to say can happen because it's already happened. You're listening to WB.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I'm asking you guys this as we went to the break. I asked the question, why do you think Chicago is the way it is? Why is anybody doing anything about it? And I said, look, this is the test run. Now, let me show you something, right? I'm going to show you examples of different things that I hope will make you understand what's going on, right? So every time the government wants to change something, the first thing they have to do is give a perception of one thing and then make the reality that they want to make. Let me give you a perfect example of this. Y'all remember when gas prices was $5, almost $6 a gallon? And if you went like California, Florida, it had got up to almost $7-something a gallon. I mean, it's. Do you remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday, because people were trying to get rid of their SUVs and everything else. I mean, it was like, hey, how did the gas jump up this price? Now, let me tell you what's so crazy about all this stuff to me, right? Nothing's changed in the world except man putting their prices on it. That's it. In 1994, I could get a gallon of gas for 99 cents, at the most a dollar and a quarter. I mean, this is look, they made the gas almost $7 a gallon and people were panicking. But they made the gas like that because they needed to raise prices everywhere else. So because the gas was so high, the reality was they were able to create the reality of raising the price of your bread, your milk, and everything else. After they raised the prices of bread, milk, and everything else, what happened to the cost of gas? Went right back down. Right back down. Do you think if we really had that much of a gas shortage, it would have dropped, cut in half like that? I mean, think about it. We were paying almost $7 a gallon in some places. Now it's $3 a gallon again. I'm just saying. Let's look at Detroit. Let's look at Detroit. They let the city of Detroit go bankrupt, right? Got all those people off that property, all that good land. Look, them people of Detroit, you had downtown Detroit, you sitting on the river, sitting on a lake, you right across the street from Windsor, Canada. You look out your window, you see in Windsor, Canada. They got a boardwalk walkway down there. They got Bel-Air Park right there. All that great history and culture that was predominantly owned by the people from Detroit. All of it gone. And you know what happened? The rich and the Chinese came in there and bought all that land up quietly and just sat on it. They started buying that land. They develop in Detroit right now. In fact, downtown Detroit is growing at such a rate right now, they don't have enough living arrangements for people who want to live in downtown Detroit. Now, let me tell you what's crazy about this. And this is why I keep telling y'all all the stuff that we even doing. You got to be patient. They brought this property starting back in 2007, 2008. It took them 9 years to get to this point. But guess what? They are making money hand over fist now, because that same property that they brought for $15,000 is selling for $300,000. See, this is all about giving a perception that Detroit was ran down and done and over with. Boom. Look, they did the same thing in South Beach in Miami in the 80s. See, this ain't nothing new, y'all. They ran down South Beach to the point where you could get a condo on South Beach for $100,000. You try to get that same condo today, you're talking about $5 million. This is nothing new. This is what they doing in Chicago, but they're doing Chicago in a different sense. See, let me give you a theory that I got about Chicago. I don't think all these killings and death in Chicago is gang related. I think the government is helping on this a little bit. And see, part of the reason I think they're helping on this a little bit is because they know Chicago. Chicago is one of these cities, man, that if you can get in Chicago and redevelop it all around, it's a $1 trillion city. I mean, I think about 31st Street when I was growing up and all the projects was over there. And look at it now. I mean, they got a yacht club on 31st Street. I never would have thought that. That was more shocking to me than a black president, to be honest with you. It is so much going on. So much going on that we think we seeing something, but it's just a perception. It's not the reality. It's not the reality. All this that's going on in Chicago, y'all, is to literally separate the people. That's what this is about. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on in Michigan right now. Let me tell you what's happening in Michigan. I've been studying this because I'm like, why are they sitting on this money in Flint and not redeveloping this stuff? This don't make sense to me. They should be making a move. But then when I started researching it, I figured it out. I was like, oh, got it now. So this is the move they're doing in Michigan. Flint isn't, the people of Flint hasn't moved out quick enough for them. A lot of them folks is holding on and maintaining. So they realize we may not be able to get all of Flint. So now they're messing with the water in Kalamazoo and Parkwood and all these other places. If you keep putting this perception out here that Michigan got bad water in these areas, guess what happens to those areas? They dry up. Don't nobody want to live there. They're worried about their kids. Anybody who can afford to buy a house out there, they're not trying to live in them areas. They're trying to live somewhere else because they don't want to be around that water. They don't want to be around that environment. That property value shoots down even further. They go in, they buy up the whole little corner of Michigan right there. The whole little corner. The whole little corner. And the people who live there now get nothing. Get nothing. Because in the end, they end up leaving or end up selling for pennies on the dollar. Then they come in, they redevelop it, they'll make a big announcement. All the water is clean. All the things that I did are done. And then once they do that, boom. Look, let me tell you. Even in my home city, Chicago, when they put a Whole Food in Inglewood, the first thing I told people, you need to buy some property in Inglewood because eventually they cleaning Inglewood up. They going to clean it up. And see, Inglewood is one of these areas in Chicago that it has a historic perspective too. It's just like Rose. See, Inglewood is just like being on the west side of Chicago on Roosevelt to me. Roosevelt was one of these places that when you go west on Roosevelt, you had all these stores that were black owned, that were hubbubs of the neighborhood where people would go get clothes and shoes and food and everything else. Well, Inglewood was like that. You go down Halsted, you go on 63rd and Halsted, you go shopping for school clothes down there. You had restaurants, you had all these things, you had the bus terminal right there. Took all of it away, all of it gone. Roosevelt the same way. Now those same areas on Roosevelt cost you $1 million to get over in them areas now. That's exactly what they're going to do in Inglewood in Chicago. And as long as you can create the perception that these Negroes are killing each other and they violent and they gang related, guess what? Even the black folk going to be like, yeah, y'all need to get rid of them Negroes. Y'all need to get rid of them. See, this is what happened. See, once you put the perception out here and you make it somebody's reality, even people who look like you start talking like them. Yeah, you know those Negroes out there killing each other. You know it's gang related. Get rid of all them Negroes. Get rid of all of them. I mean, really stop, y'all. Let's just be logical and not thinking for one second. Like I keep telling you, if it's 10,000 people in the neighborhood, how many people really out here shooting, selling drugs, and killing people and knocking them over the head out of the 10,000 that live in that neighborhood? Maybe 500? You gonna let this 500 control the whole neighborhood? I'm just saying. Alright, we come back. Let's talk about some solutions, not just for Chicago, but for all of us. Let's not complain. Let's change. You listen to the WB.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12619. See associate for details.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce David Stolman, CEO of Exec Vision. David, what is Exec Vision? What are you guys doing?
Exec Vision is a call coaching software platform that drives human behavior change and empowers employees to get better.
Wow. How large or how small is this company?
About 50 employees.
And where are you from originally?
Grew up in New York and then moved to Colorado during my teenage years.
What kind of sports did you play?
All of them. Basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis, skiing.
What was your role in the basketball team?
I was a point guard.
So what's the personality trait of a point guard?
Aggressive, leader, wants to take control, wants the ball in their hands so that they can make the decisions.
Well, what's that have to do with your being a point guard, with your being the CEO of Exec Vision?
Yeah, I think the characteristics are the same. At the end of the day, the accountability of a CEO, of the business, starts and ends with the CEO. It's you succeed or you fail with the decisions that you make. Now, the team behind it is the reason you succeed or fail, but you have to be the one that's guiding the ship.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you were involved with skiing. Why'd you like skiing?
Risk, danger, okay. Being able to push your limits and boundaries. There is, you can pretty much be as daring and as scary at any moment as you want, depending upon where you're skiing.
So when's the first time you bit off more than you could chew?
Honestly, probably before I could even remember. I've been skiing since I'm three, which seems sort of impossible now. But I have an older brother. I'm the youngest of two, but my older brother is a bit of a daredevil and not sure that he cares about his own safety or the safety of others around him at times. So I skied with him. And because he was 5 years older, we went to places where a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old probably shouldn't be skiing.
Mm-hmm. So how do you balance that love of kind of or seeking out of risk and the idea you can probably save any situation? How do you balance that with being a CEO of a growing company and having to employ 50 people and keep them employed?
I think it's about being prepared. You have to know your boundaries and still be able to push them. You know, I'm a sales guy, so you think about quotas and you think about goals, and those are different things that people don't realize. So it's the same thing with anything you're trying to do, is where am I currently and how far can I go and what do I need to do to get there? So again, I think when you're skiing, you want to push the envelope, but you only want to do it in a stepwise fashion to ensure that you don't kill yourself.
Shirley?
What did your mom do for a living?
My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
And how about your father?
My dad's an entrepreneur. He's an architect and has always started his own businesses doing things related to design around architecture, but again, always trying to find sort of the right path to build a business.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you bring to work from each of them?
Oh, my mom, tiger mom, but a perfectionist as well. The expectation was you are perfect. So if you got a 97, what happened to the final 3 points? Why didn't you get 100? Not congratulations, you were number one in your class. And at the time, it's kind of annoying and terrible, but in hindsight, it sort of drills into you what good really looks like and how your expectations of yourself should be higher than where you at.
And what do you get from dad?
Sales, entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. My dad's always selling. He could sell anything to anyone at any time.
You mentioned when you were a kid that you were working in a restaurant, you were washing dishes and then bussing tables. What did you do different than the other kids that washed dishes and bus tables?
Yeah, again, a lot of it wasn't that young kids were doing it. I did it because I wanted to get ahead. I wanted to be a waiter. But you have the only way to get a waiter job is you need waiting experience, mm-hmm. which seems kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But the only way to get waiting experience is work your way up. Mm-hmm. So that job starts at a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And you have to take your dishwashing job, even though it's the bottom rung of the ladder, as if it was the restaurant general manager. And it's coming to work every day, regardless of what the job is, with professionalism to do the job better than anyone else that's doing that job.
So you're the CEO of a 50-person company, but you don't think anybody owes you anything. You worked hard from the ground up as a busboy, and you did it with pride, didn't you, in order to become a waiter. It's like you believe in working hard each step of the way. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, and we run our business the same way. It's a meritocracy. So if you've been with us for 2 months or 2 years, when the next job comes open, it's anyone's able to apply, and anyone that is qualified and demonstrates why they should be doing that next position will get the job.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what your whole business is about, is creating a meritocracy? Isn't that what the benefit of your software is you really can find out who's great at doing what, and therefore they deserve the opportunity?
Absolutely.
So you really believe in merit?
I do. At the end of the day, you put in what you get out, and that's the way it should be. People shouldn't get ahead just because they were there first.
All right, and you're walking the walk and talking the talk. So I got it. I got it loud and clear. You know, you're the one who worked hard as a busboy. Brian, what are you thinking?
David, are you a team player?
I am now. I wasn't when I was younger because it was about me and it was about getting ahead and it was about sales. And those skills don't necessarily translate to being a CEO or a business leader. So I'm a late bloomer in that too. And I've had to learn from a lot of failures about expectations and setting that your expectations of yourself on other people. And now it's less about my expectations on them, and it's understanding what their expectations of themselves are and how to help them accomplish what they need to. So it's happened over a long period.
Yeah, you're working at earning the role of CEO. It sounds to me like you're being critical of yourself. You know, what should I be doing better in order to continue to earn my role as CEO? Brian, what else are you thinking?
How do you mold potential? What are those nuggets? What do they look like?
It's a great question. I think it starts with who you hire first. So we hire for cultural fit, we hire for attitude, we hire for hard work, passion, and dedication. We don't hire for have you done this role before. And I think if you start with the right mold of the right person, and you're always trying to hire people that theoretically could take your job, and then it's spending a lot of time with them one-on-one every week to understand what are their objectives, what are their goals, how are they driving themselves to getting there, mm-hmm. and helping them work through those challenges.
What's the website address for Exec Vision?
execvision.io.
Let me have that one more time.
Exec Vision, execvision.io.
Excellent. We've been speaking with David Stillman, CEO of Exec Vision, here on Executive Leaders Radio. John, can you give us a rundown on who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with?
Our first guest today was Chris Marquez, CEO of National Capital Contracting. Our second guest was Alan Roberts, Managing Partner of Lipst, Roberts & Marquez. Our third guest was Yuman Tsang, CEO and founder of Churn Zero. And we just talked to David Stillman, CEO of Exec Vision.
I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Shirley Mowry, Hertzbach, Brian Jefferson, Cressa, and John Shuhart, Graybeard Coaching, for giving me hand structure in the questions. Hope you're providing a listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye. We nailed that. That was a great show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.